On Thursday, many parents around the state got the news they'd been fearing. Ohio schools are shutting down because of coronavirus. Kids will get what Governor DeWine calls a three-week spring break following the end of school Monday, and that's a huge shakeup for local families. Lorenzo Carnes and Jarrell Edwards live near Southwood Elementary School on the south side. They come here when it's warm out to shoot hoops, and they're at least slightly disappointed that for the next 3 weeks, they won't have school.
Okay, I was lucky, happy, but it's just like this test coming up. We can't do it now because of what happened. And it's kind of for safety, but I don't think that they should close down school for 3 weeks.
Carnes thinks something like a week would be more reasonable.
I lucky like school, it's fun. I can learn stuff, but I know they're trying to help us.
Taylor Ransom has a daughter in second grade here, and she's not sure how to feel.
Uneasy? I don't know how I feel. I don't feel like, oh my goodness, red flags are going off. But it makes me feel uneasy.
On the one hand, she won't have to wake up as early every day to bring her child to school. But on the other hand...
But then again, it's not, because where that time you're used to having them, you know, in a safe environment, you don't have to worry about them. Now you have free time, you can handle your business. You don't have that anymore.
DeWine admits shutting down schools is a major wrench thrown into families' lives, but he insists it's in the interest of public health, even if COVID-19 does not pose an imminent threat to most children.
Unless a child has a medical problem, the risk of death for that child is not very high. But children are carriers.
That poses a big risk to more vulnerable populations like the elderly. Ohio Public Health Director Dr. Amy Acton hopes others can step in to fill the void left by shuttered schools.
I am asking all philanthropies and all businesses to come alongside our schools and communities and our health departments to help in the days to come. This is going to take creativity on our part.
Columbus City Schools is Ohio's largest school district, with 52,000 students in 127 schools. All of those students receive free breakfast and lunch on school days, and many of those children come from food insecure families. Spokesman Scott Wortman says district officials will meet Friday to decide how to keep kids fed.
We don't take this lightly. This is an unprecedented situation, and we're working through our plans, and we're working with our community partners so we can address those type of questions when it comes to resources and facilities for our student population.
When asked what the state should do to make sure kids get needed meals, Governor DeWine said they'll offer guidance, but it's an issue best handled by local districts. Hungry or not, the next few weeks pose big challenges for Ohio families. Kenneth Taylor is the grandfather of a first and sixth grader. He's retired, but he feels for working parents.
I'm home all the time, but people that are working and have to pick up their kids and stuff or take off work, it's, you know, a lot harder on them. They have to get daycare or hire a babysitter or take off work, and it's, a big demand on them.
People like Sergei Parfenov, who makes custom furniture for a living.
Well, as a small business owner, it's really hard. Like, I have to figure out what to do with this guy right now. So, yeah, I mean, it's definitely a big concern.
He'll play it by ear.
I mean, I'll try to take him to work as much as I can with me, but that's not, can't do that every day, you know, so.
As of right now, Ohio's K-12 students are scheduled to return to the classroom April 3rd, but state officials say it could be another month after that before the coronavirus outbreak peaks. Adora Namigadde, WOSU News.